Blog Talk Radio.
Skyrocketing healthcare and insurance costs. Extremely modest gains against chronic disease. Thousands die yearly due to drug reactions. What can be done? Thomas Edison is quoted as declaring, "The doctor of the future will give no medicine, but interest his patients in diet and nutrition, exercise, and the care of the human frame. He will teach them about the cause of all disease. The doctors of the future are here." Welcome to Blue Zone Wellness with your host, Keith Henry, ND, one of the doctors of the future.
Thank you for joining us once again on Blue Zone Wellness. I'm your host, Keith Henry, at Blog Talk Radio. And I thank you for joining us on our Sunday evening edition of Blue Zone Wellness. And for the week in natural news, ending 8/20/2011, as normal, Dr. Morgan is planning to join me. He should be calling in here soon. We thank you for joining us wherever you may be located in the world, which is one of the benefits of, of being able to broadcast from the internet, that we're able to reach our listeners wherever they may be located, all around the world. Again, this is our Sunday afternoon edition, and you can listen as we discuss how two college professors seek to have those academics who allow their names to be attached to ghostwritten medical articles held accountable for fraud. You can also listen as we talk about whether or not a colon cleanse is dangerous, which is what one article we came across, was the position of one article that we came across. And we also talk about a substance that's in most of your foods, many of your foods, that can actually cause non-alcoholic liver damage. And you would be very well advised to know and understand what this is, especially in light of the foods and whatnot that you give your children. Again, thank you for joining us on our Sunday afternoon edition of Blue Zone Wellness. We'll be right back to get started with the show right after this brief message.
Do you or a loved one wear hearing aids or glasses? How about a cochlear implant? Need extra help keeping them in place? The Ear Connection has just what you've been looking for. They have retention products for every need, including oral atresia or microtia. They have adjustable straps, clips, and hair berets that attach to your hearing device, glasses, or both. Go to GetSafeAndSound.com today. That's GetSafe, the letter N, Sound.com today. They're just what you've been looking for.
How do you feel? No, really. How do you feel? Do you feel lively? Are you bursting with energy? Or do you feel run down and suffer from a lack of energy most of the time? Have frequent colds, aches and pains of one sort or another? The fact of the matter is that most people in America are not well. But you can begin to change all of that today by simply visiting the Simple Natural Health Secrets blog of Keith Henry, ND, at www.phase3ministries.com/WordPress. Go there now and explore the wealth of amazing wellness information. That's www.phase3ministries.com/WordPress, the Simple Natural Health Secrets blog.
Skyrocketing healthcare and insurance costs. Extremely modest gains against chronic disease. Thousands die yearly due to drug reactions. What can be done? Thomas Edison is quoted as declaring, "The doctor of the future will give no medicine, but interest his patients in diet and nutrition, exercise, and the care of the human frame. He will teach them about the cause of all disease. The doctors of the future are here." Welcome to Blue Zone Wellness with your host, Keith Henry, ND, one of the doctors of the future.
Welcome back to Blue Zone Wellness. I'm your host, Keith Henry, and we're about to get started on our Sunday afternoon edition of Blue Zone Wellness. And also, as we call this edition the Weekend Review, where we talk about, discuss, or analyze some of the natural health news that has come out during the week. Now, if you're listening and you want to call in and ask a question or make a comment, the guest call-in number is 917-889-2207. That's 917-889-2207. You can also join us on chat with a question or a comment at blogtalkradio.com/Blue Zone Wellness. That's blogtalkradio.com/Blue Zone Wellness. Again, we're waiting on Dr. Morgan to call in, but while we're doing that, we'll go ahead and start talking about our first story, which was taken from naturalnews.com. Naturalnews.com. And the name of the story was University Professors Say Academics Who Lend Their Names / Credentials to Ghostwriters Should Be Prosecuted. Again, the title was University Professors Say Academics Who Lend Their Names / Credentials to Ghostwriters Should Be Prosecuted. Now, the article starts off by saying, quote, a college student who pays his friend to write a paper for him is guilty of plagiarism, and if he is caught, he could receive a failing grade or even be expelled from school. But when drug companies secretly pay doctors or academics to pretend as though they wrote journal-published studies actually written by big pharmaceutical ghostwriters, it is considered a mere marketing strategy. But two university professors are working to change this injustice by pushing for such cheats to be prosecuted for fraud. Now, many people don't know that these types of things go on. In fact, a couple of years ago, I remember reading an article, and I think it was the New York Times, where it was a big, for lack of a better term, a scandal of sorts, but not something as big as you would have expected it to be, where you had this ghostwriting going on, where the pharmaceutical companies would hire people to write these articles, and it gives the appearance of being research sometimes even, and they would pay these people to write articles, the ghostwritten articles, and then they would go and pay some doctor at some university or some professor at some university to attach his name to the article as though he had written the article, and hereby give credence via his reputation and his credentials to some article that the pharmaceutical company has written, which encourages the purchase or use of some product that they've come out with. Now, if they were doing this and the people knew that they were doing this, if you and I knew that they were doing this, then we could read these articles with a suspicious eye. But when you read these articles, assuming that the person who wrote the article has no financial interest in the article, then you're led to believe, and in fact, they may have a financial article in it. In most cases, they do. Then you will be led to believe that you're reading unbiased, scientifically based information when, in fact, it was written by the pharmaceutical company, in essence, or it was paid, or they paid someone to write the information. Now, the article goes on to say, quote, it's a prostitution of their academic standing, and it undermines the integrity of the entire academic publication system, said Professor Trudeau Lemons, a faculty of law professor at the University of Toronto. He and Professor Simon Stern, also from UT, rightly believe that taking credit for a journal article written by someone else constitutes criminal activity and should be considered fraud under the Racketeer Influence and Corrupt Organizations Act, or RICO. The article goes on to say, guest authorship is a distributing violation of academic integrity standards, which form the basis of scientific reliability, said the two in a recent article published in the journal PLOS Medicine. And they go on to say that, quote, pharmaceutical sponsors borrow the names of academic experts precisely because of the value and prestige attached to the presumed integrity and independence of academic researchers. And this is exactly the point that I was trying to make earlier, is that when you read an article and you assume that this article was written by someone who is unbiased and has no financial ties or otherwise, or at least if these ties are there, you are made aware of them. When you don't know that, in my opinion, also would constitute fraud, or at the very least deception, because you're making forming a decision based on information that's being given that you assume is unhindered with favoritism or with dollars. Now, the article goes on to say further, back in 2008, for instance, it was revealed that Wyeth Pharmaceuticals, now part of Pfizer, paid ghostwriters to compose articles hyping the supposed benefits of its hormone replacement therapy drug PrimPro and solicited academics to then stamp their names on them claiming authorship. The forged articles, I'm still quoting, then appeared in prestigious journals where thousands of doctors ended up reading and absorbing the information as if it was independent, evidence-based medicine. So here again is where the what you could call fraud comes in, because now these doctors who will read these articles assume that they're unbiased, and then they make a recommendation many times based upon the information that they read in the journals, which came from the article. Knowingly or unknowingly, most of the time unknowingly, I assume, that in fact the authors of many of these articles are actually pharmaceutical reps. And again, I applaud the push of these two to try and clean up the system and to make it fraud, to hold people accountable for not revealing, for not revealing their financial ties, which should be done. Now, the article says further, if academics who participate in ghostwriting fraud were held accountable in the way Lemons and Stern are suggesting, it would have the potential to revolutionize the way drugs are approved, as well as the way drug litigation is handled in court. No longer would drug companies be able to use fraudulent medical research to convince the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, or the FDA, to approve a drug, and big pharma lawyers would no longer be able to use ghost-ridden studies as court evidence to defend the safety of harmful drugs. So again, now when it gets into the court system, it goes over into the court system, and you have people, lawyers and others, using these articles written under the presumption of these articles being free from error, free from biasness, and now you have juries and judges making decisions based upon evidence that's being produced with the names of doctors or prominent professors at universities who, it appears, wrote these articles with no interest, when in all actuality they didn't write them, but they may have received money from them, and their names and credentials are being used. It's deception. No matter how you look at it, it's deception, and I agree that it should probably at some point be considered fraud and made an illegal activity. Now, if you're listening in and you would like to call in with a question or a comment, you can do so at 917-889-2207. That's 917-889-2207. You can also join us on chat by going to blogtalkradio.com/Blue Zone Wellness. That's blogtalkradio.com/Blue Zone Wellness. Now, this is your host, Keith Henry. We'll continue with this article that we're talking about here, this first article that came out this week that we're discussing, entitled University Professors Say That Academics Who Lend Their Names and Credentials to Ghostwriters Should Be Prosecuted. And you can be sure that if something like that was being done in the natural medicine field, it could very well, given some of the other things that have been done, very well be made some type of a criminal activity. We'll be right back after these messages to continue going through this article and the other couple of articles that we have in the pipeline. Thank you for listening. We'll be right back after this message.
How do you feel? No, really. How do you feel? Do you feel lively? Are you bursting with energy? Or do you feel run down and suffer from a lack of energy most of the time? Have frequent colds, aches and pains of one sort or another? The fact of the matter is that most people in America are not well. But you can begin to change all of that today by simply visiting the Simple Natural Health Secrets blog of Keith Henry, ND, at www.phase3ministries.com/WordPress. Go there now and explore the wealth of amazing wellness information. That's www.phase3ministries.com/WordPress, the Simple Natural Health Secrets blog.
Do you or a loved one wear hearing aids or glasses? How about a cochlear implant? Need extra help keeping them in place? The Ear Connection has just what you've been looking for. They have retention products for every need, including oral atresia or microtia. They have adjustable straps, clips, and hair berets that attach to your hearing device, glasses, or both. Go to GetSafeAndSound.com today. That's GetSafe, the letter N, sound.com today. They're just what you've been looking for.
Skyrocketing healthcare and insurance costs. Extremely modest gains against chronic disease. Thousands die yearly due to drug reactions. What can be done? Thomas Edison is quoted as declaring, "The doctor of the future will give no medicine, but interest his patients in diet and nutrition, exercise, and the care of the human frame. He will teach them about the cause of all disease. The doctors of the future are here." Welcome to Blue Zone Wellness with your host, Keith Henry, ND, one of the doctors of the future.
This is Keith Henry. Welcome back to Blue Zone Wellness here on Blog Talk Radio. We thank you for listening in, wherever you may be listening in from around the world. We are talking about, before we went to break, we were talking about ghostwritten articles. Ghostwritten articles being written by pharmaceutical company representatives. Or they are writing them themselves or hiring them out for someone else to write them. And then going to universities with prominent professors or prominent doctors and having them place their name on these articles as though they have written them. And so thereby giving lend to these articles, lending their credentials and the respect and their name to them. And this is something, and we were talking about how there are a couple of professors who think that this should be made a criminal activity. And I've been talking about how I agree with that because, as we've been talking about, this paperwork sometimes, these articles sometimes end up in medical journals, which doctors read, and they assume that some of their respected colleagues, have written these articles, when in reality, their respected colleagues didn't write the articles, and they're making decisions based upon these articles, when in reality, the pharmaceutical companies have essentially written them. And so they're making decisions upon our health, deciding what drug to give us or not give us based upon some article that was written with the pharmaceutical company's best financial interests in mind. Now, if you're listening and you would like to call in or you would like to make a comment or give a question, you can do so at 917-889-2207. That's 917-889-2207. We realize that people sometimes don't like to call in. And if not, you can send in a question or comment through our chat. Our chat is blogtalkradio.com/Blue Zone Wellness. Again, my name is Keith Henry. I am your host. Dr. Morgan is not with us this evening. He may come in later. He had a prior appointment. Anyway, we're going to continue going through this first article. We're discussing this first article. Now, I'm going to quote the first part that I read before we went to break, which says, quote, "If academics who participate in ghostwriting fraud were held accountable in the way Lemmings and Stern are suggesting, it would have the potential to revolutionize the way drugs are approved, as well as the way drug litigation is handled in court. No longer would drug companies be able to use fraudulent medical research to convince the U.S. Food and Drug Administration to approve a drug. And big pharma or big pharmaceutical companies' lawyers would no longer be able to use ghostwritten studies as court evidence to defend the safety of harmful drugs." And I'm continuing to quote from this article. "Ghostwritten studies are often used in litigation to support the manufacturer's argument about a drug's efficacy and safety, or to establish a record of scientific acceptance for Daubert purposes, or to credentialize an expert," according to these two professors. "Each of those uses, if attempted by a party that had helped to create the article, could risk sanction." So again, you have pharmaceutical companies paying to have ghost-written articles written and then going to doctors or professors to have them borrow their name and their credentials. And then at some point, if they end up getting into court, they use these same articles with these same credentials to help get them out of a jam. And so, of course, as these two professors are saying, this should be illegal. And again, as I said earlier in the broadcast, it should be illegal, or at the very least, if these people are going to write articles, even if an article is legitimately written by a doctor, and this is another issue, it's not the subject of this article, but many times when these doctors or scientists write these articles, they will have financial ties to the pharmaceutical companies, and many times we are not told about these financial ties. We read it, we say, oh, you know, this is good for this, and this is good for that, and when in all reality, we've been held into darkness when it was actually the pharmaceutical company that essentially wrote the article for their own, and even paid to have the study sometimes favor them illegally or deceptively. And so this is a very, very, very troubling thing that's been going on. The thing about it, though, is it's been going on for a long time. And so we should not be surprised when you have the amount of money that is involved. We shouldn't be surprised that this has been going on so long. Now, we'll move on to our next article. And this article was from Mercola.com. And this is about your liver. And I'm going to start off talking about, you know, this is a very interesting article. Your liver is very, very important. It has probably over 5,000 different functions in your body. And this article was asking the question, basically, what is it that you are taking unknowingly to yourself, and it's ending up in the result of destroying, having the end result of destroying your liver. Now, the article, again, was taken from Mercola.com, Dr. Mercola's website, and it starts off by saying, obesity levels are now so high that many children are suffering from disease more commonly associated with alcohol abuse. Many of them will develop cirrhosis, and some will require liver transplants. Studies show that millions of children in the U.S. are suffering from non-alcoholic liver disease, which is caused by a buildup of fat within liver cells. This prevents the organ from functioning properly. According to the Telegraph newspaper, it says, quote, the condition increases the risk of heart disease, strokes, and type 2 diabetes, and can lead to cirrhosis, that scarring of the liver, which is often not detected until it is too late. There is no medical treatment for the disease, continued the article, but the extent of it can be reduced by weight loss and improvements in diet. So here we have, primarily the article is talking about children developing non-alcoholic liver disease or cirrhosis, scarring of the liver, as a result of what they're putting into their mouths. Now, this is a very interesting concept, and we're going to go into this a little bit more to find out what exactly is causing children to have non-alcoholic liver disease. Now, let's look at this article some more. The article goes on to say, and I'm quoting here from a Dr. Mercola. He says, quote, as you already know, we are in the middle of an obesity epidemic with nearly 70% of the population overweight. Now, let me stop here for a minute and talk about this. We've talked about this on this program before. 70% of Americans, of the American population, is overweight. Now, when we have 70% of our population, at least, is overweight, that means that only 30% are at or near their correct weights, or a weight that is better suited for good health. That is, and that is not a very good statistic. In fact, when we look at this statistic, as we grow bigger, healthcare costs grow bigger. And now we have a situation to where the healthcare costs are becoming so enormous. And granted, they're probably not always, most of the time, they're not always justified to the extent that they are. But at the same time, the expenses are there. And if 70% of Americans are overweight, and we know, we hear the studies, we hear it all the time that You know, obesity is associated with heart problems and diabetes, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And in each of these abnormalities, be it obesity, be it diabetes, be it hypertension, whatever, costs this country, or costs the healthcare system, our healthcare costs of this country, to be in the billions every year. And so we have to come to the conclusion that we need to eat less, exercise more, eat healthier. Again, we know these things, and sooner or later, as we've seen within the healthcare debate, the healthcare costs alone are going to bankrupt the country. Now, this is one of the reasons that we advocate alternative medicine. We advocate what we call the laws of health. We advocate sunshine. We advocate trust in the Creator. We advocate exercise, water, air, appropriate rest, diet or nutrition, and self-control, and as well as family interactions. These things, positive family interactions, and not only family interactions, but positive social interaction, these things all facilitate health. You can't do one or the other. They come in an entire system or an entire package. If you do these things, you will have health. If you don't do them, you will have sickness. Now, continuing with this article, the article goes on to say, with regard to this non-alcoholic liver disease, it's not surprising, and I'm quoting, that we would have complications of obesity. This is why so many children are developing non-alcoholic liver disease, also known as non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, or NAFLD. Since obesity is characterized not only by excess fat near the surface of your body, but also excess fat in and around your internal organs. This is another thing that we have to understand, end quote, and I'll go back to the article in a minute. Excess fat, external fat, is a pretty good indicator of fat around your organs. And when this fat begins to accumulate around your organs, you are going to have issues and problems. And so obesity, again, is not just something that looks bad. And we're beginning to understand this now. It's something that causes you to be fat on the inside as well as being fat on the outside. And again, if you're listening, I really encourage you that if you're not eating healthy, if you're not exercising, I encourage you to do so, because if you don't, sooner or later, the laws of health demand that you will come down or be diagnosed with some abnormality or sickness. Now, Dr. Mercola continues in this article saying, sometimes excess fat accumulates in the liver and can lead to inflammation and scarring, which is a serious condition called non-alcoholic steatohepatitis, or NASH. When your liver is scarred, it can no longer function normally. It is in its most severe form, this can progress to cirrhosis and liver failure. This condition used to be extremely rare, if not virtually unseen in children. Unfortunately, this is not the case today. Liver cirrhosis is a terrible disease you would never want your child to have. Some of the symptoms include muscle wasting, bleeding from the intestines, and weight loss. Again, so here we're talking about liver cirrhosis, and we're talking about non-alcoholic liver cirrhosis caused by fatty liver. And it's an abnormality or disease that was once, as Dr. Mercola points out, almost never seen in children. And now, because so many of our children are obese, we're beginning to see this sickness develop in them. Now, the article goes on to say that NASH is a silent liver disease. Most people are not aware that they have a liver problem. NASH is only, again, NASH is non-alcoholic steatohepatitis. NASH is only, Dr. Mercola goes on to say, diagnosable by liver biopsy. There are currently no blood tests or scans that can reliably tell you whether you have simple NAFLD or whether it has progressed to NASH, which is much more serious. Both NASH and NAFLD are becoming, and NAFLD is the fatty liver disease, non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, are becoming more common as American waistlines are growing, and the segment of our population most at risk is our youth. If your child develops NAFLD, that's again, non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, his risk for developing NASH and cirrhosis is much higher. NASH is usually progressive and virtually untreatable. Therefore, the time to intervene is before permanent liver damage has a chance to occur. Preventing obesity is key as it is the excess liver fat that serves as the substrate for more serious disease to develop over time. Again, this is most of these diseases can actually be dealt with relatively simply. It goes back to that old adage, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. And here we're talking about non-fatty liver disease, which we're finding to be beginning to see it in more and more of our young people. And again, we have the McDonald's diet, we have the not exercising, the sitting in front of the television, the sitting in front of the video game. And again, now it's put us at a position here in America where, as I said earlier, 70% of Americans are overweight. 70% are overweight. And we're seeing now how some of this is leading to non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, and in some cases going over to cirrhosis of the liver, which is a very, very dangerous condition. Now, in this article that we're talking about and analyzing from Dr. Mercola's site, he goes on to say further in this article under the heading Non-Alcoholic Fatty Liver Disease in Children, quote, according to Manco, the longer you have non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, the more likely it is to progress into more serious liver disease like liver fibrosis. Now, liver fibrosis is accumulation of abnormal fibrous tissue, and cirrhosis is accumulation of scar tissue in the liver. Therefore, it's very concerning that children are developing this so early in their lives. Now, one of the main things that is causing this, or the main thing that is causing this, is diet. Now, we'll take a few facts from this article written by Dr. Mercola about pediatric non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. And he points out that these things are very disturbing. And he says, number one, causes of pediatric non-alcoholic fatty liver disease have been reported in children down to 3 years old. Think about that for a second. Cases of pediatric non-alcoholic fatty liver disease have been reported in children down to 3 years old. It makes you wonder what the parents are feeding the children. Number two, a marker of this non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, elevated ALT, is present in 8% of adolescents tested in the U.S. Among obese children and adolescents, NAFLD has been identified in 20% of American children and adolescents, 44% of Italian, and 74% of Chinese. Non-alcoholic fatty liver disease is strongly associated with insulin resistance and other classic symptoms of metabolic syndrome, and is far more common than many physicians realize. Finally, he points out, children with high abdominal fat have the highest risk for the non-alcoholic fatty liver disease progressing to NASH. Now, this is not a disease that should be looked upon lightly. And again, we see that many of our children, as well as others, have this non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. Now, if you're listening in here on Blog Talk Radio, my name is Keith Henry. I'm a naturopathic doctor. Today we've been talking about some of the articles that have come out this week. Currently, we're discussing the article concerning what things are being put into our foods. We're going to get to that in this article, that is causing non-alcoholic fatty liver disease in children. Not only in children, but it can also cause it in grown-ups as well. But the article had the majority of its emphasis upon children. And we're going to talk about some of the things that are in the food, the main culprit that could actually be destroying your liver and the liver of your children and your family members. If you're looking to call in, if you'd like to call in with a question or a comment, you can do so at 917-889-2207. That's 917-889-2207. We realize that many of our listeners are not in this country here in the U.S. So if you want, also, you can chat us in our chat room, which is open during the show, at blogtalkradio.com/bluezonewellness. You can go to our chat there. Also, you can call at 917-889-2207. We'll be back with you right after this brief message.
Do you or a loved one wear hearing aids or glasses? How about a cochlear implant? Need extra help keeping them in place? The Ear Connection has just what you've been looking for. They have retention products for every need, including oral atresia or microtia. They have adjustable straps, clips, and hair berets that attach to your hearing device, glasses, or both. Go to GetSafeAndSound.com today. That's GetSafe, the letter N, sound.com today. They're just what you've been looking for.
How do you feel? No, really. How do you feel? Do you feel lively? Are you bursting with energy? Or do you feel run down and suffer from a lack of energy most of the time? Have frequent colds, aches and pains of one sort or another? The fact of the matter is that most people in America are not well. But you can begin to change all of that today by simply visiting the Simple Natural Health Secrets blog of Keith Henry, ND, at www.phase3ministries.com/WordPress. Go there now and explore the wealth of amazing wellness information. That's www.phase3ministries.com/WordPress, the Simple Natural Health Secrets blog.
Skyrocketing healthcare and insurance costs. Extremely modest gains against chronic disease. Thousands die yearly due to drug reactions. What can be done? Thomas Edison is quoted as declaring, "The doctor of the future will give no medicine, but interest his patients in diet and nutrition, exercise, and the care of the human frame. He will teach them about the cause of all disease. The doctors of the future are here." Welcome to Blue Zone Wellness with your host, Keith Henry, ND, one of the doctors of the future.
Welcome back to Blue Zone Wellness. I'm your host, Keith Henry. Thank you for listening in. We're continuing with our talk, analyzing our articles today. This evening, Dr. Morgan is not with us. He had a prior engagement, but we're going to go ahead and go through the articles that we have planned to discuss anyway. If you're listening and you'd like to call in, you can do so at 917-889-2207 with a question or a comment, or you can come in at our chat room and you can leave a question or make a comment at blogtalkradio.com/bluezonewellness. Now, before we went to break, we were talking about an article and analyzing an article found at Mercola.com, written by Dr. Mercola, Joseph Mercola, and we were talking about non-alcoholic fatty liver disease and how many people who've never drank alcohol, children who've never drank alcohol, are being diagnosed with non-alcoholic fatty liver disease and even some cases of cirrhosis, all because of what they're eating. Now, we've been talking about how belly fat, excess fat, both outside and inside, again, we pointed out that obesity especially does not just mean that you have fat on the external fat, but it's also an indicator that you have internal fat around your organs, which, and all the science, the studies come out now, we know from the studies that if you are obese, you are at a higher incidence of or higher risk of numerous ailments. And as we've talked about on this show, myself and Dr. Morgan before, the principles of healing and wholeness are very simple. They're not complex. You don't have to have a college degree to understand them. They're simple as trust in the Creator, sunshine, exercise, water, air, rest, diet or nutrition, self-control or temperance, and positive social interaction. Now, those are the basic 9 principles. And we can discuss each of those principles independently, but they all work together for health and wellness of the entire body. And under those principles fall good eating, some herbs, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But we're talking about this article from Dr. Mercola, and it's very interesting. And he goes on to point out that in terms of diet, the pandemic of pediatric non-alcoholic fatty liver disease has directly paralleled our children's skyrocketing obesity rates. And now we want to get and look at exactly the main culprit. The main culprit. And he goes on to say in his article, quote, fructose is a cheap form of sugar used in thousands of food products and soft drinks, which can damage your or your child's metabolism. More than any other form of sugar, heavy fructose consumption can cause dangerous growth of fat cells around vital organs and can trigger the early stages of diabetes, heart, and liver disease. Fructose, usually derived from corn, is fueling the obesity crisis in a big way due to its heavy use by the food and beverage industry in the form of high fructose corn syrup, or HFCS, and crystalline fructose. If you or your child are consuming excess fructose daily, it can result in damage to your liver. He goes on to say in this article, since the 1970s, the consumption of HFCS, high fructose corn syrup, in the United States has skyrocketed. Soda and other sweetened beverages are easily some of the largest contributors in which HFCS is the primary sweetener. Now, this HFCS, or high fructose corn syrup, is also in the vast majority of processed foods, even those you wouldn't think of as sweet, such as ketchup, soup, salad dressing, bread, and crackers. Even, quote, natural foods often contain fructose as a sweetener. So even if you don't drink soda, if you eat processed or packaged foods at all, you're likely consuming fructose and a lot of it. Now, Dr. Mercola goes on to point out, and of course, let me stop and mention, excess consumption of anything is not good for you. Excess consumption, especially of bad things, are not good for you. Or consumption at all of bad things are not good for you. But anytime you take something like high fructose corn syrup, it is extremely, or can be extremely, extremely problematic. Now, Dr. Mercola goes on to say in this article that, quote, fructose is very hard on your liver in much the same way as drinking alcohol. And he says, number one, after eating fructose, 100% of the metabolic burden rests on your liver only. Your liver can break it down. He says only your liver can break it down. This is much different than consuming glucose, in which your liver has to break down only 20%. And the remaining 80% is immediately metabolized and used by the rest of the cells in your body. He says, number two, the liver burden. He says fructose is converted into fat that gets stored in your liver and other tissues as body fat. Part of what makes fructose so bad for your health is that it is metabolized to fat in your body far more rapidly than any other sugar. For example, he says, if you eat 120 calories of fructose, 40 calories are stored as fat. But if you eat the same amount of glucose, less than one calorie gets stored as fat. And he says, fructose metabolism is very similar to the way alcohol is metabolized, which has a multitude of toxic metabolites that, if consumed in excess, can lead to non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. Metabolically, consuming fructose is very similar to consuming alcohol. The byproducts are similar, which is why the effects on the liver are similar. Now, that's interesting. Now we can begin to understand why eating large amounts, especially of high fructose corn syrup and fructose, too much of anything, but especially in the forms in which we're being given it now. Now we can begin to understand why we are beginning to see liver disease, non-alcoholic liver disease, in so many of our young people, children, adults, and even in many of grown-ups. So again, we need to understand that what we put in our mouths affects our health. Again, what we put in our mouths affects our health. Now, as the article, it's a bit of a long article, but I'm just going through picking out certain bits and pieces and analyzing and talking about these. Now, Dr. Mercola goes on to say in this article that ironically, the very products that most people rely on to lose weight. Low-fat diet foods are often those that contain the most fructose. Studies confirm that consuming large amounts of high-fructose corn syrup may contribute to the development of non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, and most kids today are consuming massive amounts. He goes on to say that, quote, "It is my belief that fructose is the largest dietary factor behind the rising rates of fatty liver disease among today's youth." Now, let's look at, as pointed out in this article, some of the things, some of the health problems caused by fructose, especially this high fructose corn syrup. It can raise your blood pressure and cause nocturnal hypertension. It can raise your uric acid levels, which can result in gout and some and or metabolic syndrome. It can exacerbate cardiac abnormalities if you're deficient already in copper. It can raise your triglycerides, which can increase your heart rate or your risk for heart disease. It can contribute or cause insulin resistance or type 2 diabetes. It can accelerate the progression of chronic kidney disease. It promotes obesity and related health problems and diseases. It can cause what we've been talking about, non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. And there's a couple of other things, a few other things that can be caused by high fructose corn syrup. And so this has been a long article, so I hope you get the point that high fructose corn syrup is not something that should be eaten in large amounts. In fact, the more you stay away from it, the better off you are. Now, if you're listening and would like to call in, you can do so at 917-889-2207. Or if you would like to ask a question, make a comment, you can do so again by calling us at 917-889-2207. You can also reach us by chat if you would like to leave a comment or if you would like to ask a question at blogtalkradio.com/bluezonewellness. Now, if you are not listening to this live, of course, you won't be able to do that. But if you are listening to this on CD or through on the internet, or if you listen to it after the program is available after live broadcast, if you're listening to it online, or wherever you're listening to it from, through one of your devices, you can just remember on Sunday evenings at 7 p.m., we broadcast this, the weekend review. We go and we look in, and typically Dr. Morgan is with me this evening. He couldn't make it. But we go and we look at several different articles that came out during the week that deal with natural health or natural healing, and we like to discuss and analyze and add things from our perspective as practitioners to the news articles that have come out. Many times we can add a perspective that you may not have heard, that we have gotten from years of experience and years of practice and current practice, seeing people on a pretty frequent basis and talking to people on a pretty frequent basis about these topics. Again, this is Keith Henry at Blue Zone Wellness on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host here. If you would like to call in, you can do so at 917-889-2207. Or you can visit us on the chat at Blue Zone Wellness at blogtalkradio.com/Blue Zone Wellness. We'll be back with you with our final segment right after this quick message.
How do you feel? No, really. How do you feel? Do you feel lively? Are you bursting with energy? Or do you feel run down and suffer from a lack of energy most of the time? Have frequent colds, aches, and pains of one sort or another? The fact of the matter is that most people in America are not well. But you can begin to change all of that today by simply visiting the Simple Natural Health Secrets blog of Keith Henry, ND, at www.phase3ministries.com/WordPress. Go there now and explore the wealth of amazing wellness information. That's www.phase3ministries.com/WordPress, the Simple Natural Health Secrets blog.
Do you or a loved one wear hearing aids or glasses? How about a cochlear implant? Need extra help keeping them in place? The Ear Connection has just what you've been looking for. They have retention products for every need, including oral atresia or microtia. They have adjustable straps, clips, and hair berets that attach to your hearing device, glasses, or both. Go to GetSafeAndSound.com today. That's GetSafe, the letter N, sound.com today. They're just what you've been looking for.
Skyrocketing healthcare and insurance costs. Extremely modest gains against chronic disease. Thousands die yearly due to drug reactions. What can be done? Thomas Edison is quoted as declaring, "The doctor of the future will give no medicine, but interest his patients in diet and nutrition, exercise, and the care of the human frame. He will teach them about the cause of all disease. The doctors of the future are here." Welcome to Blue Zone Wellness with your host, Keith Henry, ND, one of the doctors of the future.
Welcome back to Blue Zone Wellness. I'm your host, Keith Henry. This is for our final segment. Thank you for joining us, wherever you may be joining us from all around the world. And we're about to go into our final article here today that we decided to look at this week. And that article was an article found at Science Daily. And it was entitled, "Colon Cleansing Has No Benefit But Many Side Effects, Including Vomiting and Death, Doctors Say." Now, it was interesting to me when I saw this article, that the doctors that produced the study are not doctors that typically would understand or use colon cleansing. Now, in the article, they were primarily talking about colonics. And just let me say that I am not an advocate of colonics to be used in a fashion that is consistent. Colonics should only be used in cases of sickness, severe sickness, but not just as a colon cleanser. I highly recommend when colon cleansing that there are herbs, to use herbs or water fasting, but primarily herbs, because herbs also, when mixed properly and taken properly, not only do they help cleanse the colon when necessary, but these same herbs can help replace nutrients in the body, depending on the herbs that are in the colon cleanse. But I found this article to be very, very one-sided. Let's look at this article. It says, "Colon cleansing has been described," and I'm quoting, "as a natural way to enhance well-being. But Georgetown University doctors say there's no evidence to back that claim. In fact, their review of scientific literature published August 1st in the August issue of the Journal of Family Practice demonstrates that colon cleansing can cause side effects ranging from cramping to renal failure and death." And the article goes on to say the procedure, sometimes called colonic irrigation or colonic hydrotherapy, often involves use of chemicals followed by flushing the colon with water through a tube inserted in the rectum. It has ancient roots, but was discredited by the American Medical Association in the early 1900s. Yet colon cleansing has staged a comeback. Now, again, let me pause here. First of all, it doesn't appear that they went to talk to any natural practitioners or any people who are colonic hygienists who specialize in colonics. Now, secondarily, you have to consider where this information is coming from. They pointed out in the article that the American Medical Association discredited colon cleansing. First of all, let me say that the American Medical Association they are not an independent, or they are not a nonprofit organization. They exist to promote. They exist to promote the business of allopathic doctors and physicians. The American Medical Association, it says, discredited colon cleansing in the early 1900s. Now, if you're not familiar with the history between natural medicine and allopathic medicine, it's an ongoing war. And this is just, in my opinion, the latest attack on natural medicine, seeing as how the common people, if you will, are beginning to see the benefits of colon cleansing. I've seen colon cleansing help people lose weight. I've seen colon cleansing do many, 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 many marvelous things. Next, when you talk about this procedure, and like as the article says, it says that it has many side effects, including vomiting and deaths, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Now, again, as we've talked about on this show before, allopathic medicine kills at least 300,000 people a year. Not to mention those who are not killed but suffer some other manner of damage. And so to point out that there are side effects including vomiting and death, and again this idea about death, we need to be even specific. We can't just make broad accusations. And because who knows what other disease or abnormality was involved when a colon cleanse might have been attempted. So you just don't know. The article goes on to say, there can be serious consequences, and I'm quoting from it, for those who engage in colon cleansing, whether they have the procedure done at a spa or perform it at home, says the paper's lead author, Renette Mishori, MD, a family medicine physician at Georgetown University School of Medicine. And they quote her as saying, or him as saying, colon cleansing products in the form of laxatives, teas, powders, and capsules, which names such as Nature's Bounty Colon Cleanser tout benefits that don't exist. She also said it's important to remember the U.S. Food and Drug Administration has no authority to monitor these products. And Mishori and her colleagues examined 20 studies published in the medical literature published in the last decade. She says that while these reports show little evidence of benefit, there is an abundance of studies noting side effects following the use of cleansing products, including cramping, bloating, nausea, vomiting, electrolyte imbalance, and renal failure. Some herbal preparations have also been associated with the plastic anemia and liver toxicity, she says. Again, here we go with this idea that colon cleansing is deadly. And again, for those of us who practice, we know all too well that this is little more, this is at the very least, is very biased. It's a very biased article written. And if you've done a colon, I mean, millions of people do colon cleanses every year. And of course, some people will have side effects. Sometimes the side effects can be caused by toxins being released into the body. You have to cleanse the body from the poisons. And many times, depending on the colon cleanse involved or depending on how it's done, as also depending on the experience of the doctor, naturopath, homeopath, or colonic practitioner who's involved in it, a lot of times depending on their experience, a lot of times also depending on the toxicity of the body of the person that's involved, can contribute greatly to many of these side effects. These toxins are released from the body and go into the bloodstream, and sometimes, yes, you will have side effects for a short amount of time. In natural medicine, we call it the healing crisis. But I don't have any more time to go into this particular article. But suffice it to say, millions and millions of people in the United States and around the world have been using these natural remedies for cleansing for a long time. And comparatively, if you look at the number of people that use colon cleansers for years and years and years, and even in some respects, colonics, and the number who have been legitimately hurt or have had side effects compared to just the number of people in 1 year that die from adverse drug effects, the number, there is no comparison. Thank you again for joining us. We're down to our last little bit of time. We ask that you would tell your family and friends about the information we cover, and we'll be covering a lot of information in the future. Sometimes we talk about herbs, and sometimes we talk about, you know, different procedures to help with your healing. Pass it around. Tell your family and your friends. Listen as often as you can. If you don't get an opportunity to catch the show live on Sundays at 7 p.m., you can also always come back and download it and listen later, or you can listen on the site. Download it to your iPod, iPad, computer, etc., and listen. Not only listen, we ask that you will follow it. Again, thank you for joining us. Join us again next week at Blue Zone Wellness. You have a blessed week.